There might be possibly someone with Eileen. Shall we just see if you're very welcome to speak if you wish to.
Hello.
Ah.
It's working.
I'm happy to speak to you.
Mm. Hello, Cho.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Cho.
I'm very happy to see you.
Oh.
Oh, we're very happy
we're
to
see you. So happy to see you.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Mm. You forget, little lady. Eyes in your healing dress.
We forgot Lillian and her eyes.
Oh, so bad. Poor Lillian.
Let's give her a nice little healing thoughts. Mm.
Yeah, poor Lillian.
Yeah.
As the gentleman said, much is going on in the world and much change is awaiting.
Yes.
Yes.
But it will happen. It will happen, but of course you must be very patient.
Yes.
Yes.
You may not believe my words, but we have had some parties in spirit.
Wonderful.
In peace to go home. Yes. Many people would not accept that statement, but I tell you, it is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of people went back home in these times at the moment, yeah.
You forget this is not your permanent home.
That's right. Mm.
Yes. We do forget.
Mm. And I can believe it could be feeling like a party for those that do return to their true home. Yes, of course.
Mm. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
And especially at these times to be able to go home, I suppose.
We don't want you to go home.
I don't.
Yeah. Only when the time is.
Yeah.
But yes, it's true. I guess we should feel more happy for people who are leaving us, really, because they're going to somewhere nice.
Mm.
You don't think we would put them anywhere not nice?
No. Yeah. Not your style.
You people are very nice.
Yeah.
Mm. You all have good thoughts. Not so good.
Most of the time.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to leave you to see what we can bring to you this evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful to hear you again. And thank you for all that you do. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for zooming in.
Nice show. Forgive me.
Okay. Thank you. And ciao, ciao, and we'll wait and
see you again.
Yes, we'll see you again.
Next time.
Next time, I don't know. We wait and we see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One day at a time.
Mm.
Yes. That is the best message I give it to you. Patience.
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 Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
Hello.
Hello. I want to know, I'm trying to build the energy within the room. It needs to be a little stronger.
Can we focus on sending energy to Eileen's room?
You can all focus on your own energies, which in turn will lift the whole room.
And I forgot to say to protect yourself as usual.
Yes.
When you open up.
I remember.
Yes. But everybody else, to put yourself in a bubble of love or cloak of love. Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
We would wish to ask of you what you feel you have learned since this troublesome part of your lives are turned upside down in many cases. Well, each one of you talk to each other and say what you have learned. Because whether or not you believe it, you have been taught. Please make it a topic of your conversation.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I've been learning how kind of necessary it's been really for the planet, you know, and the idea that I think it's been very good for us to be much more home-centered and not moving around so much. I certainly have felt better for not having to go out to work every day and being able to grow things at home. And I feel like it's been great for humanity in that way, and it's been great for the environment. And for a while we were creating very little pollution, and I think it's sort of shown us that we can have a much simpler life and less destructive life. The problem is at the moment everyone seems to be trying to get everything back how it was, which I don't think that's what's meant to happen, really.
I agree. I think the slowdown was a wonderful little opportunity. That it was like almost the world just stopped, and suddenly the roads were clear again, and nature seemed to be more insects, and things started to grow in a different way.
Well, life was definitely more peaceful, but it's very difficult when you've got children that you can't see and things like that. You know, I don't know what I'm supposed to learn from not being able to see my son for 5 months, and for my grandchildren to be crying because I can't give her a cuddle. You know, I don't really understand what I'm supposed to learn from that. Perhaps it just makes you appreciate your family more or something. I don't know. That's been really difficult. It's not so bad now because they can travel and they can come and see us. But it was really difficult until about July, really.
Yes, I agree with you there. But I think young families who are able to spend time together, I think they are appreciating each other a lot more. Parents who go out to work all the time, they've been able to spend more time with their children and do things as a family that they've been too pressured work-wise to do that. I know in my own children's, you know, my own sons have been able to spend more time with their own children, and they've really appreciated that time. And also, I don't think, I know the government wants things to go back to normal because it's good for the economy, but I don't think everybody else does necessarily. I think a lot of people, although there's been a lot of suffering and pain, which obviously you can't get away from, a lot of people have realised that there's much more to their lives than just going out to work every day. And just and why do they go out to work? To buy things that they've realised they don't actually really need now. And I do think a lot of people are reassessing their lives. And I hope that, you know, a lot of people will continue to do what they're doing now.
I think I heard today that anxiety levels in children and young people are actually lower now. And I'm presuming it's because they've been more home-based, a lot of them. I don't know. I was just interested to read that. But I agree with you. I think that in many cases it has been very good. And I think for me it's been a gift of really being a beingness. I feel I've been given the gift to experience beingness far more, and you know, that's been really valuable, and found that I was able to do other things which perhaps I thought I may not be able to do until I was much older, because I may not actually have time in the routine. But I also feel that it's connected me far more to spirit. I've just really found the time beautiful for that, for meditations, for absent healing. It's just been a beautiful, you know, beautiful time, and I feel very thankful for that. It's returned me to myself. I think a lot of people have found that it's done that, really, made them less busy. So it's a sort of, for some people, not everybody, it's been a gift, you know.
And also, sorry to interrupt, there's been a great sense of community. Neighbours are talking to one another, which they didn't do before. And I think that's a good thing too.
Yes, I think so too. Yeah, and I've seen a lot of older people who had very, very busy routines. I've seen them looking so much more relaxed and having that daily walk every day instead of maybe once or twice a week. And their sort of well-being has gone up. And it's interesting because I've seen people, some perhaps not wanting to get so busy again, and almost claiming their beingness a bit more, you know, because it didn't feel available before, perhaps.
Yeah, I think it's kind of removed some of the barriers, the sort of social barriers. Everybody's in the same boat. Not everybody, it's not quite the same for everyone, because some are furloughed, some are still having to carry on, but the same sort of things apply to everybody, and everybody's reacting slightly differently to having to wear masks and things, but you can see people struggling in different ways with it all. And the way, it's quite nice to notice how different countries are approaching it differently, and some seem to be doing a lot better than others, but it's sort of the I think that there's some expectations of maybe some people feel less pressured now, because that the sort of you do have, so generally speaking, some people have simplified their lives definitely through this, while this is going on. They have just sort of retreated into, well, when they were locked down, they retreated into their houses mainly, and just simple stuff like walking and eating, trying to grow their veggies and things, and
It's a mixed bag, isn't it? It's quite a mixed bag.
But it is like sort of nature or whatever, wherever this virus came from. It's put the brakes on us.
Well, difficult for people on their own, though. It's all fine if you've got a partner or children or, you know, friends around, but it's been really difficult for people that for example, there's a couple of old ladies in the village who, you know, their sort of social life, going for a coffee and things like that, is the only time they see other people. And they haven't been able to do that, and they haven't been allowed to go and get their shopping because they're over 80s and other people have had to bring it. And I think that it's not so bad now because they can go to the coffee shops and, you know, things like that. So I think it's going to teach us all to appreciate, like, I think it was Eve I was talking to, I can't remember now, saying going out for a meal now is a real treat, whereas we took it for granted that we would go out every week or we would get a takeaway every week. So it's kind of like when I was young and it was a treat to go out for a meal because it was too expensive to do it very often, you know. So perhaps those sort of things won't be taken for granted so much, and they'll be more of a treat than just part of everyday life, really. It'd be something special when you go out for a meal rather than just because you can't bother to cook the dinner. Stuff like that.
Yeah, that was another thing that happened in my neighbourhood, was people, like my neighbour, she was furloughed. So her attitude was, well, I've got some extra time. So she went out and helped do deliveries for older people. And that improved the kind of connectedness of people, and different people came into those people's lives who they wouldn't have got to know otherwise. So it's been a lot of countries, I think, possibly have kind of come closer. Some have got further away, China and America, in some ways. Some of the political rhetoric has been quite divisive, but there's been a lot of empathy with different countries and what they're going through as well. It's like we're all in the same boat, all humanity's in the same boat, isn't it? So it's kind of had a bit of a unifying effect there in some ways.
It's been a great opportunity for healing generally, for anyone who hasn't had such a bad time. It's been a great opportunity to help people in different ways, because there's always somebody that needs it. So in that sense, yeah, I agree. Unifying, and yes, sympathy and empathy with the underdog has been really big, really strong. And so much good. So much good has been coming out of it for the planet, environmentally as well.
There's been a lot of opportunity to appreciate different leading styles. You were mentioning that, Paul. I mean, some of the leaders around the world have been particularly good at looking after their people and really put people before the economy and the countries that kind of were more obsessed with their economies have, you know, much higher death rates. And that's made people think a lot, I think, about the meaning of life and what's important.
To me, it was the slower pace of life meant that if you were going out, you sort of had to pick where you were going to go and what you were going to get, even if simply groceries. And it kind of sort of came to me as like, why am I going to keep on giving my money to all those big corporates, which actually don't need it? But then the local little businesses are much more friendlier in a lots of different ways. And I can really feel that I can actually help them, you know, just because they have also children that needs to grow and have all sorts of things. And I sort of felt, yeah, I'd much rather go, if I'm having a meal, to sort of a small business, or if I'm having some food, go to small local places. And so you sort of start to get out of your way and to learn what's in your neighborhood, what is close by, in order to help the community than the big corporates that I don't need me to exist.
Thank you. People have become more outward looking now. They're seeing themselves, their family, their place in the world, relationships between countries and so on. We are part of the human family, and we've been thinking more and more about not only protecting ourselves, but protecting others as well. And, you know, we've changed our habits to some extent to try and help others, wearing face masks, which don't necessarily help us. But if we sneeze or cough, then that's protecting somebody else. So we're learning to think more outwardly, I think, than just our own individual self going about our daily lives, never thinking about anything much. We're now thinking outwardly more, and not only about ourselves, but all of those around us. And this is a very good thing. And I don't think that anything like this coronavirus has ever caused so much discussion. There's so much talking going on around the planet at the moment, and that must surely be a great thing.
Yes, it's not just the weather now, is it, we're talking about? we still talk about that, but that, I mean, it's well, the pandemic as well.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear all the positive thoughts that have surrounded you, except for the one lady who is confused about what she has to gain. I tell you all now, my dear friends, the thoughts, the ideas, man, woman, child, what you should have learned from this incident, which is still ongoing, is to begin to know yourselves first. All understand that I speak of the spirit first and the physical second. But the lady should take on board, because she has not had contact with family members, that it is a time you can use to talk to people and to tell them that communication is not only physical, but comes from the mind. That is the lesson to be taught.
Ah, yes. Did you get that, Di? Communication?
Mostly, yeah.
Comes from the mind.
Yeah.
Not just the physical.
Yeah. I can understand that. It's the children I was more thinking didn't understand. They know that I love them, but when they don't understand, when they're only four, why they can't touch you. But they learn quickly.
Children are very adaptable.
Yes.
Children mostly survive and escape by events such as this. You must go with it.
Yes. Yes, it's a bit difficult to hear, but yes, thank you. I do understand. I've also felt, because I can't do my work, because I touch people with my work, that I've had to do a different kind of healing, really.
I'm very happy with everything that you have said this evening.
Oh, thank you.
I believe you now.
We're very happy just that we've been able to come together again and meet in this way. And we're very grateful for you for coming through and making the effort to speak. It must
be difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, it must be difficult.
No, it is not difficult, but it is that agreement of all of you who belong together to continue the work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We
always send our love and guidance to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Eileen was asking about the, you know, whether we need to have anything in place for bringing her back, you know, whether there's anything we need to think about for her safety, or is it all taken care of? Would you say?
Don't be concerned about that. Your teacher would not come through if there are going to be any hardships in returning to the physical.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
I believe the gentleman said earlier in the meeting that the sound of voice is quite powerful, and that is all you will need.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
That would have to be dimmed. But that is the only thing I can think of. If your teacher comes, the lady will not suffer any consequences.
That's very
reassuring.
That'll put her mind at rest.
Thank you. And I'm sure it will get a little bit better each week when we get used to using the computers. And
it's like everything we're going through at the moment, as we get used to it, it becomes easier.
We cannot let you go without doing some work.
Right. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Now, I think for a first time, would someone like to give an ending to the evening?
An ending, what, like a prayer or...
Whatever
we want to do. We could either...
I don't mind saying a little thank you something or other. Mm-hmm. Unless anybody else wants to.
Well, we can go round to see if anyone wants. We can start with you, Di, if anyone else wants to after. Yeah.
Okay. I'd just like to say a little prayer, really, to say we thank you, great creator, that we have the ability to come together in this way. It's been, for me, as if a part of me has been missing for the last few months. So it's really amazing that we can do this, and I'm very grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amen.
Yeah.
So I feel exactly the same, that it's amazing how we've just sort of slipped back into it, and it feels lovely to be back again. I'm very, very grateful that there's nothing quite like the peace that I feel at these meetings, and the reminders of how I need to be. It's lovely. Thank you.
I agree as well. And in spite of doing meditations every day and
reading the transcripts,
and we read the transcripts every day now, but there's still nothing like the group connection.
It's very emotional. It feels emotional to me tonight.
It's Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's wonderful to unite with everyone, and I think we just see each other here, but I think there's many that come together as they do in the room.
In Nolan's room, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's wonderful that we can do it without. It is a mind communication, mind, spirit to spirit. I guess we don't need the to be in the same room.
I was visualising that I was sat on Eileen's sofa because I thought that would be better for bringing energy. I don't know if that's a good idea, but I just thought I was sitting next to Eve on the sofa there.
That's funny, Di, because I was imagining exactly the same as of trying to get that energy going.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so it obviously helped.
Yeah. I didn't imagine that because I would have fallen asleep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we feel the same way, don't we, Greg? Just very grateful for this opportunity, really, and to think that we may be able to continue, hopefully. Yeah. Just feels wonderful to be together again. The lovely peace, as Mark said, it's just wonderful, lovely, lovely gathering. Yeah. And yes,
and the reassurance also that Eileen's okay, know, that she'll be looked after, which you know was the biggest worry, really.
Yes, lovely to know.
And it'll be nice for the readers that they're definitely all the people on the mailing list and who the websites. I think they'll be pleased that it you know it seems to be starting up slowly.
Yeah.
Mm. Nothing's been forgotten in it.
And lots of people have been asking, you know, about have you heard anything about this period? And so it's lovely to be able to share what's happened this evening. They'll be very grateful for it too.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. So thank you, Great Spirit,
for
allowing us to come together again. And feeling this wonderful energy connection.
Yeah.
And we try to send that love out into the world wherever it's needed.
Thoughts of love.
Yeah.
Quite strong. I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel quite lightheaded after.
Did you hear them say that you'll be looked after, Eileen?
Yeah, that's good to know. As I've come back, I keep having the name of Angela. Angela.
I know Angela, but I haven't spoken to her in a long, long time.